Good morning, Ray of Hope. I'm Reverend Ryland Andre Harris, and I am honored to lead you in this time of meditation and prayer. Our scripture this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, which says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own?" Take time to be holy. That is what our devotion and our meditation shares with us this morning. It is easy to think of holiness as overly pious and holier than thou, as some people may say, where you are exempt from making mistakes or having, you know, faults and flaws. That's not what the devotion actually means. In this sense of the term holiness, we are circling ourselves around the idea of sanctification, being set apart, What does it mean to be set apart? I heard recently a late great Bishop G.E. Patterson share a testimony of the fact that it's okay to not be like the world. Well, the Bible reminds us that we are not to conform to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So what does this mean? This means that spending time in intentional prayer and worship and meditation, not just with the Word of God, but with God, in God's presence. Yeah. You can go throughout your day listening to your favorite song. You can ride in your car and talk to the Lord. But in those other quiet moments where you feel like you might be distracted or you might lose your focus, those are the moments where God is calling for us to ask Him to be with us and to sit with us and to hear us and to know us and to calm our thoughts and our minds and our desires. When we do not take care of our bodies, it is a direct correlation of us not really taking care of ourselves as it relates to where God is. God dwells within us. So if God is in us, then we owe it to God. We have a right and a responsibility to give back to God what is rightfully His. That means it is our time, it is our attention, it is our songs of worship and praise and adoration, it is our thanksgiving unto the Lord. And when we set aside that type of time to be intentional with God, to be set apart from the things of the world, to be set apart from the things that distract us, to be set apart from the things that we don't even have any right to be worrying about in the first place. That's when God can use us. That's when God moves in ways that are absolutely unimaginable. So friends, as we go to God in prayer this morning, we're going to be praying that God would continue to lead, guide, and direct us so that we might be able to remain holy. Let us pray. God, we love you. We praise you this morning. We thank you for this day, a day that we've never seen before. God, we thank you for reminding us through your word that our bodies are not our own and that you have formed us. You have knit us together so intricately within the wombs of our mothers, and you have made it so that we are created to worship you and to praise you. So we thank you now for reminding us that in the busyness of our lives, that we must slow down, that we must quiet our spirits and our hearts, and we must spend intentional time with you. For it is in you that we find all of our freedom and our joy. It is in you that we are able to move and to have all of our being. So we cannot leave you out of our lives. We cannot leave you out of our plans. We cannot leave you out of all of the things that we think about and talk about. We must enjoy this time with you and not consider it ever to be a burden. Teach us how to pray more. Teach us how to sit in quiet meditation with you more. Teach us how to turn away from things that are losing, causing us to lose our focus and causing us to be distracted. God, as we near the end of the year of 2023, the way that we started off might have been strong, and somewhere in there we may have fallen off. God, we're asking right now in this moment for renewal, for refreshing, for the ability to get back on track and to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from you, the maker of heaven and earth. God, we thank you for this, the Ray of Hope Christian Church. We thank you for our founder and senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Cynthia L. Hale. I thank you for my brothers and my sisters who are on this call and watching this video this morning. God, I ask that you would touch them with a special touch of love this morning. Remind them that you are not only the God of hope, peace, but you are the God of all joy. We thank you for this season of Advent. We thank you for reminding us that the joy of the Lord is our strength to be able to continue to take time to be holy. We thank you for this time, this hour, and we commit it back to you it rightfully belongs. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray with thanksgiving and overwhelming joy. And the people of God said, amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for our time of meditation and prayer. Listen, we want you to come back this upcoming Sunday, December 17th, 2023 at 10 a.m. where we will be having our annual Christmas cantata right here in our main sanctuary. If you're not able to come in our main sanctuary, we ask that you join us online at www.rayofhope.org. or on Facebook Live or YouTube. For those coming in person on Sunday, we invite you to wear your Sunday's best, your formal attire, get all dressed up, and come on out and celebrate with us as we celebrate the birth and the expectancy of the Christ child. I love you all. See you soon.